Adding a new level of House Republican chaos, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy abruptly announced he is withdrawing his name from contention just minutes before the scheduled vote to elevate him to Speaker. McCarthy's abdication leaves a wide open field to replace Speaker John Boehner, who plans on retiring at the end of the month. Less than half an hour into a conference meeting called to elect the next speaker, McCarthy stood up in front of the conference and said he is not the right person for the job. Boehner then postponed the election. McCarthy's move comes a day after the Conservative Freedom Caucus, a loosely affiliated group of about 40 members, announced they would support long-shot rival Representative Daniel Webster, a Florida sophomore, for the post. Also contesting the position is House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz of Utah. McCarthy had widely been seen as the likely winner of Thursday's vote, but what lay in doubt was whether he could garner 218 Republican votes on the floor of the House. Republicans have the largest majority in 80 years of 247 seats, but the next speaker cannot lose more than 28 Republican votes, or he or she must rely on Democratic support to gain a majority in the 435-member chamber. It was this catch-22 that led to Boehner's surprise resignation last month. Boehner, who has said he had plans to leave office on October 30th, was facing a no-confidence vote on the floor that he would have needed to rely on Democrats to overcome. The same scenario seems to have already brought down McCarthy's speakership before it had even begun. There is no heir apparent now, as Republicans look to reorganize. Support could coalesce around Chaffetz, a more likely candidate than Webster, or others could throw their hats in the ring. One person who could draw broad support is House Ways and Means Chair Paul Ryan, but he has stated repeatedly he does not want the position. Indeed, many wonder, with the speaker at the mercy of a relatively small band of the right wing while forced to try and pass compromises coming out of the Senate, is there anyone who can or would want to govern the increasingly chaotic House? Democrats reacted with typical head-shaking at Republican chaos. The utter chaos of the Republican Party must not threaten the full faith and credit of the United States and the American people, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said. Republican chaos is likely to get worse before it gets better, but the economic livelihood of the American people should not be threatened as a result of Republicans' inability to govern. This article posted by J. Newton Small.